The first thing that I want you to notice is that in the Gospel of Mark, the way Mark tells the story, this special revelation, what happened at Jesus' baptism, the opening of the heavens, the descending of the dove, the voice of God, the Father speaking, all of this, it seems, is a special message only for Jesus. Now, I'm not saying whether or not other people besides Jesus saw the dove or heard the voice. All I'm saying that is in Mark, the way Mark tells the story, this event is specifically a message for Jesus. Listen again. Mark tells us, while he was coming up out of the water, Jesus saw the heavens splitting open and the Spirit like a dove coming down upon him. And there was a voice from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness. You, Jesus, are my beloved. With you I am well pleased." Now I want to ask you to reflect on something, to remember an experience, to think about it for a moment. And I know sometimes I ask something like, "Have you thought about this topic?" And then I just go right on without giving you time to think about whether you've thought about it or not. But this time, I mean it literally. I want you to take a few moments to think. Can you think of a time when you have felt great love for someone? Can you think about a time when you felt love so deep for another person, it felt unconditional, nothing could stop it? Perhaps some of you have experienced that feeling of deep, deep love when you held a newborn child. I'm guessing at least a few people were thinking of that. Perhaps your own child, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew. That astonishing moment when you hold that brand new, tiny little helpless person and you're flooded with love. Love you couldn't have imagined before you felt it. Or perhaps some of you were remembering the feeling of deep, deep love that you had as a response to an expression of love that someone else offered to you. Maybe it was a parent, a grandparent, a dear friend, a life partner. I think many people associate this feeling, this experience, with the idea of an enfolding embrace. Perhaps some of you, when I said, "Can you think of a time when you have felt great love?" Perhaps you were thinking of a great big hug from your grandfather or grandmother when you were a kid. Or maybe the embrace of your spouse in a moment of passionate declaration of true love and commitment. Or maybe the comforting and sustaining hug of a friend offered in a time of great grief or crisis. Each of us, I would hope and pray, each of us have experienced this sense of deep, deep love, a sense of connectedness to an other person, this feeling of deep love for another person or from another person. Love that sustains you. Love that becomes a part of you, even when you're not in the presence of that person. This feeling, this experience, I believe that is what Mark is revealing in today's story of Jesus' baptism. This is what I think Mark is showing us, though. In typical Markan style, like the whole Gospel of Mark. The writing is spare, straight to the point, only a few words. But I think this is what Mark is revealing, this deep love. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, it says, he saw the heavens splitting open, a vision of the barrier between himself and God opening, and the Spirit of God descending from heaven rests on him, and God's voice whispers in his ear, echoes in his heart, fills his whole being with love. You are my son, whom I dearly love. In you I find happiness, great joy. In the Gospel of Mark, this is where it all begins. Did you notice where I was reading? Candace was reading from chapter 1. In Mark, there's no birth story for Jesus. There's no genealogy. There's almost no introduction. This literally is the first thing that happens to Jesus. Mark says this is the beginning of the good news. John shows up and calls people to change their hearts and lives and be baptized. And Jesus walks up, is baptized, and God says, I love you. Mark doesn't say that Jesus did anything to be loved. He doesn't offer that Jesus has any special credentials. Jesus is loved for one reason only, because he is loved. He is loved because God loves him. He's loved because he's God's beloved child. And it's from this love that everything proceeds. Jesus' temptation, his healing power, the calling of the disciples, his teaching, his whole life, his death, his resurrection, his everything. Everything that Jesus does, everything that Jesus is, everything in this whole gospel flows out of this beginning moment, this originating experience, God's love for Jesus. It's what makes his life what it is. It's foundational and unshakable. In the Gospel of Mark, this is Jesus' reality. And, my friends in Jesus Christ, this is the good news. This is the good news, the core of the heart of the gospel. God loves you in exactly the same way. This is the good news of God revealed throughout history, in every generation, in every people, everywhere. This is the good news revealed especially in the most powerful way in the story of Jesus. God loves you. You are God's child. You are God's beloved. You bring joy to God. You. Not because of anything you have done, not because of anything that comes in the story before God loving you. There is nothing before that. Not because of any special credentials that you have, not because of what you know, not even because of what you believe. This one causes special confusion for Christians sometimes. We want to think maybe God loves us because we believe in Jesus, but that's not what it says. God loves us for the very same one and only reason that God loves Jesus. God loves you because you are God's beloved. God loves you because you are God's child. You simply are loved. The scripture says we are created in the image of God. I think that means we're created to be loved and to love. Whether we know that or not, whether we remember that or not, whether we act like that is true or not, it is true. We are created to be in relationships of love with God and with other people. As parents, as children, as siblings, as cousins, as friends, as lovers. We are created to be in relationship with other people, to love other people as companions in the journey. Created to be in relationship. And despite the fact that we're all flawed and broken, despite the fact that our love is often not perfect, despite the fact that we sometimes mess up and hurt the people we love, this love, which flows from God through us, it can be, it is the foundation for our everything, for our life, for our reality. Beloved of God, this is the good news. You are God's beloved children, and you are bearers of God's love to one another and to the world. God's love is what makes the journey possible. It changes everything. Amen.